The toy bar is open! Come wander on in, grab a stool, and hang out with a drink while your hosts and toy barflies, Jason Duvall and Dave Draper, discuss, argue, and celebrate their love of toys, games, and all things collectible. Brought to you by Shellhead Comics and More. This is Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new Dave and Duvall's Toys and Collectibles right here on ToyWorldOrder.com, brought to you by ShellheadComics.com, the Shellhead Comics blog, and more at ShellheadComics.com. For those of you wondering, why in the world did I just hear Carrie at the start of the show? It's because Carrie was basically telling us to stop gabbing and start recording. Because all Dave and I have been doing is catching up over the last week, since we haven't seen each other since last Monday. Yes. Hi, David.
Toy Cop in color, a Quinn Martin production.
For those of you who don't follow the fan page, there was a little someone did a cute little Lego thing of me and Jason, and the only body they had for Jason was a policeman body.
Yeah, it was a policeman body.
So Toy Cop.
I could be. I could and very well should be a toy cop. Thank you, Puppet Duvall. I had a weird dream that Puppet Duvall was He-Man and he made me She-Ra. And I was like, why don't I gotta be She-Ra?
At least he didn't make you Teela.
That's true. Oh my god, gang, we are back with an all new show with a very, very big shoe. God, lots of news going on this last week. Lots of
There was one particular subject in particular that I think will be hitting pretty hard in the post news segment of the show.
Yeah. Some of the toy news that hit last week. Of course, we talked about
all this stuff hit today. I love it. Like, hit last week. Like I follow this.
A lot of it hit today. So, but the stuff that happened last week we'll talk about in a little bit. But. We talked last week about the Funko Pop Vinyl coming out with, they were going to do 6-inch Once Upon a Time figures. It wasn't Funko, it was someone else. It was a different company.
Else, yeah.
It was a different company.
Were they doing 6-inch or were they doing 12-inch?
No, they were doing 6-inch.
Okay, fair enough.
Funko announced that they're doing...
I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, fair enough. Funko announced that they were doing a series of Once Upon a Time.
Oh my god, Pop Vinyls of something.
I know,
who
right?
Knew?
Who would have thunk it?
Boy, that character looks completely different than Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Scoot down a little, hold on, so that I can see who that. Emma Swan from like the pirate thing?
No.
Oh,
different
character.
Yeah, different character.
Wasn't the name of the chick from the Pirates of the Caribbean? Wasn't it Emma Swan?
Elizabeth Swan.
Oh, how silly of me,
Elizabeth.
I only saw the fourth one, and they weren't in that.
Yeah, they weren't in that one. But Once Upon a Time, the Funko Pop Vinyls will include Snow White, Prince Charming, Regina, Rumpelstiltskin, Emma Swan, the Dark One, and Hook.
Oh no, not the Dark One.
The Dark One is actually Rumpelstiltskin.
Wait, so he gets two Pop Vinyls?
Yep. Once as regular Rumpelstiltskin and once as the Dark One.
I knew he was like a big bad. I didn't realize he was the big bad.
Yep, he was the big bad until the end of last season. And there is a new big bad.
I did not know that.
Who was actually a beloved hero turned awful.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Once Upon a Time.
I know you do.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, as I said last time, I knew that you were really into it, and you just haven't talked about it as much.
Yeah, I hadn't talked about it as much.
Well, I think this season we kind of had Arrow and Flash to really kind of
gab
about.
Boy, yes we did.
It was nice to actually have, like, a part of the conversation for once.
Yes. 3-0, which they've been doing an amazing job with their 1/6 scale figures. They did. They're doing the Turtles from the new Turtle movie, and they looked spectacular. And I believe 3-0 does all the Doctor Who stuff?
No idea.
I don't remember. But 3-0, that's the problem with not following the 1/6 scale.
Too closely.
Yeah, too closely.
There's a lot of stuff, and just who knows what they're...
I get the companies mixed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, recently we had a 1/6 scale Breaking Bad Walter White from 3-0 that
sure,
they showed
not?
Off. And 3-0 showed off their second figure in the Breaking Bad series, none other than Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah.
Science, biatch.
Yeah. He was not my favorite character.
No, I don't
apparently
think...
he was everybody else's favorite character, but he wasn't mine.
Well, I always thought he was a great actor in that show. I thought
he was good in it. Yeah, no. It's not a knock on him. I just went in his character.
Yeah, he's not a wasn't the greatest character in the world. But Jesse will come comes with a very realistic likeness.
It looks good.
Exchangeable hands for holding the gun, a detailed leather jacket, a hoodie, a SWAT mask, a Ruger LCR revolver, and 4 stacks of blood money.
No.
I know, right?
Good old Jesse. Wow, there was a time I probably could have told you exactly what episode that comes from.
Yep, right?
And in like maybe 3 months, I will be able to tell you again.
Because you'll... Because
I'll have gotten there.
For those of you who don't know, Dave is on what, day 63?
64?
Yes.
Of going through all my... DVDs.
Yep, DVDs
and Blu-rays. Still on the first shelf.
Still in the Bs, ladies and gentlemen.
No, we're still on Batman.
Yeah, we're still on Batman.
Batman was like the first B.
Oh, my goodness.
And we still have Brave and the Bold.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I just watched Dark Knight Rises today as I was mopping up dog. Because she did it right in front of the TV, so.
Well, of course.
Killed 2 burns with 1 stone.
Why wouldn't you throw
it was, I guess, better than I remember.
You know, that movie's got... I remember making... We made fun of it a lot, and we still make fun of it with the puppet.
Well, Bane's goofy.
Bane is a very goofy...
Bane's rendition. Got that goofy voice, yeah.
Very, very goofy rendition of that character, but...
Well, the character himself is legit. It's just... That his whole thing has that goofy voice.
Yeah.
So, like, you can't really take anything he does or says seriously. Yes.
The fire rises.
Like, you're doing Christopher Walken as Bane.
Oh, that would have been a great Bane.
That he would have.
Fire rises.
There's a guy in Return of the Joker, one of Joker's crew is, like, he kind of looks like one of the Scarecrow's minions. They do a Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
I can't do Walken.
I can't
you
either.
Really?
A Christopher Walken.
Wow, when you're not trying to, you do a good one.
Yeah,
I've finished the Nolan trilogy.
Yeah.
So I've got the director videos, Year One and Dark Knight Returns, and then I've got Brave and the Bold.
Oh.
And then I've got Battle Royale.
Yep.
A cheerful little Japanese film, and then it's a bunch of Battlestar Galactica.
Then it's a buttload of Battlestar Galactica. Because that show was on for, like, what, 7, 8 seasons?
Well, no. First, it's the 70s Battlestar Galactica.
Which was 3 seasons.
Which was 1 season.
I thought it was 3 seasons.
No, because Lucas shut it down.
Oh, okay.
Lucas shut it down. So it's 1 season of Battlestar Galactica. Then it's Galactica 1980.
Which is awful.
Woohoo!
And I haven't even seen that. I can tell you it's awful.
It's pretty bad. I'm pretty sure they only aired, like, 3 episodes or something. Which I watched every single one of. When I was a kid, because I just remember the one that I remember being like the one great episode from that is the Cylons actually find them on Earth.
Oh yeah,
but it's Halloween.
Yep.
So the Cylons are walking around Earth on Halloween, and Wolfman Jack for some reason is a vital part of that episode because 70s baby.
Yeah.
So
silly,
yeah.
Wolfman Jack.
No, the flaw in this whole scheme was. You get to these TV shows and you're just watching them forever.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you had told me a month ago that I would actually be kind of happy to be done not having to, like, watch Batman the Animated Series again.
Yeah.
You know, that I would look forward to a day when I didn't have to keep watching it. I would have called you a liar and a lunatic. And it's not that it... I mean, there were gems in that last disc.
Right.
That had Legend of the Dark Knight. It had Mad Love.
Right.
Even the very last episode, which is a Two-Face episode, and I'm not a big Two-Face fan, but it was a good episode.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, but you're just like, bored. You know, I wonder if this Netflix sort of binging is going to really have staying power. Because,
well,
I mean, maybe if you don't, like, force yourself to do it all the time, but, like, it's just you get to a point where you're like, I just want to watch, I wish I'd figured out some way to mix stuff up a little more. Because I'm just like, I am going to be so sick of Battlestar Galactica before I get to the end of that.
Oh, yeah.
There's one series on the roster that I'm not even sure I'm going to cheat and just not watch it. Because I'm not going to commit myself to, like, 7 seasons of this thing.
Of what?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to say, and people don't know what's on my shelves, so you will never know what I cheated and didn't watch.
Gosh dang it.
There's some other stuff that I have watched that I'm not even talking about. I'm embarrassed. But I'm like, well, I bought it. I guess I should have to sit through it.
Should have to watch it.
Just say, if you know what Vivid is.
Oh, yeah.
I got two of them.
Good job.
Technically, one of the reasons I stopped watching things today is one of them kind of goes along with the Nolan films.
Fair enough.
And I'm like, I don't know that I'm in the mood for this.
Moving on to DC Collectibles.
Hey, speaking of Batman.
Speaking of Batman, DC Collectibles solicitations for March of next year are out. And those include the Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice Armored Batman statue, sculpted by James Marsano, which actually does look pretty amazing.
Wow, I mean, looking at it, it looks, aside from that bandolier, it looks pretty close to Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
I know it's from the new movie, but they actually got that pretty close.
Yep. It's going to retail for about $150.
Ah. I'll wait for the action figure.
Batman the Animated Series Commissioner Gordon.
Ooh, neat. Gordon never gets any love.
I know, and he gets some major love here. He comes with a bullhorn, some extra hands, his pistol. Ra's al Ghul. Who
that
comes with
stupid
the
hat they gave the Kenner action figure.
Yep, the wolf thing.
Yeah, he wore that in an episode. Zatanna. Her episode was weak.
Which I'm kind of sad they didn't find a way to include stockings on her.
Eh. I don't think she had them real visible
in that
episode.
Oh, in the animated series. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Etrigan.
And Clarion the Witch Boy.
Yep, Clarion the Witch Boy and
I
the cat.
I just literally saw that episode 2 days ago.
So that's Etrigan looks...
Oh, they even got the little brand thingy. Yeah. That was the plot point. That was the whole plot revolved around that thing, because it allowed Clarion to control Etrigan.
Yeah, that's pretty darn neat.
Neat, guys. Actually, I've noticed a lot of these figures. Let me just... See, I've actually, inadvertently, I've done research.
Yes, I know. Yes,
I've noticed that a lot of these guys come from that last season.
The last season.
Like with Killer Croc and Baby Doll.
Right.
That's from an episode.
Or
in the last
what's yourself, the chick with the rocket.
Roxy Rocket only has one episode, and that's in the last season. Boy. That's not, it's a family-friendly show. So I won't even get into too many details, but wow, did they push
the boundaries?
Push what was allowed for a kid. Like, if you know what you're looking for
in the Roxy Rocket episode,
yes,
yeah.
That I mean, it's not an accident that thing's a rocket.
Commissioner Gordon, Ra's al Ghul, and Zatanna will be $25 apiece. Etrigan and Clarion, a 2-pack, will be $40.
Oh, come on. You're not even a full figure. That's
weak. Arrow Season 3 figures, including our good friend Arrow.
Apparently he's got some tights on there.
In the Season 3 costume.
Tights.
The new Black Canary.
Meh.
Which is...
Dinah.
Laurel.
Laurel Dinah Lance.
Yep.
Dinah is her middle name on the show.
And Malcolm Merlyn.
Yay, I thought they did Merlyn. I think they did him as Dark Archer.
Yep. The Flash TV series. This will include Reverse Flash.
Well, I've already got Flash. I thought they... Maybe this is a different one. We're looking at Reverse Flash.
Right.
But I thought they did him and Flash at the same time.
Well, I think he comes with new accessories. I think he comes with the
Tachyon thing.
The Tachyon vest.
Looked like Heatwave below that.
Let me get back down there. Yep, Heatwave. So Heatwave's pretty cool.
That's a statue.
DC Comics Bombshell Cheetah.
Yeah, I get it, but meh.
Batman Arkham Knight Red Hood action figure from the Arkham Knight game.
Yeah, okay.
Looks,
Wow, that's a spoiler alert.
Oh. Dave has not made it that far.
No, I know. I know what happens.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just like, that particular figure, they have a Red Hood design that looks different. It's not just the Red Hood on a different body that's a different character.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not trying to spoil it for the people in the
Gotcha.
I'm just saying that one's like basically, hey, this character's a Red Hood, in case you were wondering.
Yeah. DC Comics Super Pets Plush Hoppy and Crypto.
Oh,
hey. Hoppy's pretty cute, and Crypto's pretty adorable.
Yeah.
So, some fun little solicitations from DC Comics for next year.
That's the thing about DC, man. They announce that stuff stupid in advance.
Well, and it all goes back to the Diamond catalog, the fact that, you know, that's how Diamond works, is they're usually, let's see, what is this, August, September, like 6 months out?
Yeah,
7 months out?
Oh.
Underground Toys...
They do the Doctor Who figures.
They do the Doctor Who figures, and they announced, I think, earlier this year they were going to do Sherlock Holmes figures
Maybe.
For Sherlock. And they are showing off pictures of the 5-inch Benedict Cumberbatch as Sherlock. So he comes with a skull and his violin, and I'm not sure
that's a cell phone.
A cell phone.
Gotcha. I read the description on that. I'm just sighing because, I mean, curse you, Underground Toys. Like, why you gotta be difficult? Why can't you pick a proper American scale?
Right.
I mean, he'll look cool with my Doctor Who figures, but, like, with absolutely nothing else in the collection.
You can finally do that crossover that everybody wants to happen, and they keep teasing, and they don't know if it'll ever actually happen or not.
Well, that'd be weird. I didn't know that people were...
Well, no, that's okay. That sounds weird. I'm jumping around. Hold on. That's not as weird. Like, that crossover would kind of sort of make sense. They don't live in the same universe, but it could... It's Doctor Who.
For those of you at home, he's talking about Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, Sherlock Holmes. Yes, Sherlock Holmes. But here's the interesting thing is Fox this year, this fall, you know Sleepy Hollow.
I'm aware of it.
How that show is very mystical and very supernatural in origin
and such. It was.
It still is.
Okay. I heard they're getting rid of the whole Headless Horseman thing.
No, he's still, well.
Really? I heard they were dumping him.
No, that storyline's pretty much wrapped up for the most part.
Wow.
But this year I found it interesting that Fox announced that they were doing a crossover with Sleepy Hollow and Bones.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
I think I actually heard about that.
Yeah, somehow they exist in that same universe.
Well, they've done. I know they did a couple of X-Files crossovers with different things.
Yeah, they did.
Like I know Detective John Munch was on X-Files.
Yes,
and he
yes
because he was. I guess that's a character that has a record for being on the most TV series.
Yeah, yep. Which is crazy that, you know, it's a bunch of all people. It's like, good God.
Well, it sort of makes sense. If I was a fan of Homicide, which is the show that originated the character.
Originated Munch.
So, yeah. Like, it makes a sort of twisted, glorious twisted sense.
I'd always forgotten that Munch started in Homicide before moving over to CSI.
Or
SVU. Or Law and Order SVU. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope. I thought that was funny.
Nope. Watch that show from the beginning.
Mattel... You know, at Comic-Con, they showed off the prototype for Lion-O.
Yes.
Which basically had a He-Man head on the body with sculpted hair.
Okay, I wasn't looking that close, but sure, why not?
It was basically a He-Man head with sculpted hair, because they wanted the prototype to be someone to show, you know, the Four Horsemen.
They wanted something to show off at Comic-Con.
The Horsemen.
As opposed to Hasbro.
Right, they released a finalized prototype with a new sculpted head that matches the cartoon version of Lion-O closer.
By definition.
By definition, yes.
It looks good.
Yeah, I think so. I think it looks pretty... People are already griping about the paint on the costume. It's like, really? Come on, people?
They're fans complaining about things.
We are getting Thundercats figures from Mattel. Just be friggin' happy about it. Who cares? They're going to be better than Bandai. By all accounts, they are better than Bandai already.
I suspect we'll be sort of touching on this topic a little later on about fans being kind of whiny, yes, annoying jerks about things.
Yes. Jumping back to Funko, they announced some more. Hey, more Pop Vinyls. Can you guess of what? Can you guess of what?
I can see it's Napoleon Dynamite.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yay.
Which, I don't remember who I showed that to. If I showed it to Carrie and she went, isn't that movie like 12 years old?
Like Breakfast Club is even older.
Funko don't care. They're gonna make Pop Vinyls. Funko don't whatever. Care. They know people will buy them and they'll sell. But yep, Napoleon. Well,
you seem creepily excited about them.
Yeah, I liked the movie. I always thought it was a very quirky film and it was kind of fun, and it was kind of goofy. Yet it's kind of, you've known me long enough that it's up my alley.
Yes.
Such a humor.
Yeah, no. I know you really like it. It's one of those things. Like, I can see why people like it. It just didn't click with me personally.
Right.
It's not one of those, like, you know, where you go, I am bewildered that anyone finds humor in this. No, I get why people like it. It just wasn't my sense of humor. It didn't click with me.
Which is always funny, you know, because I still get questions, Dave, on how are you and Dave friends? Because you guys are like, your sense of humors are like completely opposite. I'm like, really.
We have common
like,
ground.
We have common ground. I'm like, you'd be surprised. I like silly fart jokes and poop, and Dave likes a little bit more
sophisticated wordplay.
Sophisticated poop.
Yes.
Because South Park is sophisticated poop.
Sophisticated poop. Yes. I
like Beavis and Butthead poop. Dave likes South Park poop.
South Park poop.
See, there's common poop.
There is nothing like a well-written poop joke.
That's true. God bless Mr. Hankey. Mr. Hankey, the Christmas poo.
Actually, I was thinking of the one where Randy got the world record.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
hot.
Please, Bono, you're hurting the ditty.
Don't hurt the ditty.
Don't hurt the bitty.
Hurt the bitty. Ah, my goodness. So
D23 happened.
Well, no, hold on.
Oh, let's talk.
Let's talk about something that
well, it ties in with that.
Well, it does, but
it all ties in together. I was going to make it all fit in one.
Well,
let's big tangled net.
Let's discuss the toys first.
All right, let me put it this way. Let me have this opening paragraph, and I think hopefully it will please you, sir.
Yes.
D23 happened, and they didn't show anything, which is kind of funny because the toys were friggin' everywhere right before it.
How's Walmart's, several, well, many Walmarts across the nation.
Not our Walmarts.
Not our Walmarts, but many of them were
in
dumb.
Fact, ironically, I ran into our old pal, who I won't name, but our old friend who's a Star Wars guy, who's had some issues with me in the past.
Right.
Like, I saw him at Walmart, and I'm like, I know what you're looking for.
Yep.
Because I'm looking
for the same too. Thing, yeah. Many Walmarts decided, what's a street date? We don't know what that is. Just put those out. We need something on the floor.
Yeah, apparently ours are literate.
Yeah, our Walmarts are literate. Many are not, because many, many Walmarts broke street date on Star Wars figures.
Also, apparently, Shopko.
Yes, and Shopko broke street date.
Stupid Ben Harder.
Many stores are breaking street dates on Star Wars, which they shouldn't be.
Apparently not in Springfield.
No. So, many of these...
I know for a fact Toys R Us isn't gonna.
No, God, no.
I've talked to them.
Yes.
I've offered bribes.
Leia is a very smart woman.
She's not a smart woman. Yeah. No, Joe. They've read the things. It's like the instructions are: you take them off the truck, you put them over here.
Yep.
You do not touch them. You do not take pictures of the box. You do not look at them. You do not breathe on them.
Yep. The Transformers was like that years ago too for the movie, but Star Wars is a different beast. And when something like that breaks street date, you know that there's probably going to be some hefty fines.
Well, now what's interesting is in my attempts to find, to try to get lucky.
Yes.
One thing I noticed is we have three Walmarts here in town.
Yes.
There's the North End one, which is your Walmart.
Walmart.
And there's one by me, and then there's one on the east side. Southeast. It's on 55 going out of town.
Right.
One thing I noticed is that the North End one had reset and put up the display that they're going to use.
Correct.
The other two have no Star Wars product at all.
At all.
Zero. And I wonder if that's because, after this happened, something went out and said, just pull everything.
Yeah. Target's the same way. There's nothing on
Target shelf for Star Wars. I've heard Target doesn't have anything.
Yeah, our Target has nothing Star Wars.
But I thought that was a thing to make room for product. Whereas this feels more like just
pull it all just to be safe.
Just pull it so you illiterate morons can't get stuff on the shelf by accident.
I won't lie. I mean, you know, Dave was happy
I was happy because it was 4-inch figures.
4-inch figures, 5 points of articulation.
Well, there may still be... There are persistent rumors about black and about super articulated figures.
Gotcha.
Some may be coming with vehicles of some kind. It may be a Toys R Us exclusive.
Gotcha.
We don't know because they won't say anything.
Right.
But we do know that there are going to be 5 points of articulation figures coming out, and of course the internet immediately threw a tantrum.
Yeah.
And my thing is, they look... Ooh. Okay, that one didn't look that good.
Yeah,
I thought his coat was a separate piece, but that looks like it's...
It looks like a sculptor. We're looking at the Finn figure.
We're looking at the figure of Finn.
Yep. He comes with a armored up...
There's different categories. And one is an armor up category, there's a jungle category, there's a desert category. And people are really hating on these figures because they have 5 points of articulation. But if you look at them, the pictures we're using are really fuzzy.
Yeah, they are
really fuzzy. But if you look at good pictures of them, they look good.
Yeah,
the paints look good, the sculpts look good. I mean, I get that everybody wants to have black articulated... And I was thinking about this on the drive over, and that's kind of been, you know, looking back, it has kind of been the standard for about 10 years.
5 points?
No. Just... Like, the super articulation.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Has been since episode 3.
Right.
Which has been about 10 years. Like, because my argument was going to be, you know, it hasn't been that long, but thinking back, it has kind of been a while
since. Right.
So, but you got to remember, this stuff is for the kids. And I got into a discussion with someone about that, because they're like, well, but collectors buy these things. And I'm like, yes, but Hasbro works on a very old model.
Uh-huh.
and they're trying to keep the points of articulation down to keep the cost down so that they can market these things to kids, because they're hoping this will be a big, you know, they're hoping that it'll be a big Star Wars thing and that kids will buy these toys.
Yes.
And so they got to keep the cost down so that parents can afford it. That's why they come with these dumb
armor things
or build-a-droids or do-wankies. You know, that's why they come with the extra junk, because it's a gimmick for a kid.
Yep.
Okay? I mean, these are kids' toys. And
I do like the look of the Flame Troopers.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's an old Ralph McQuarrie design. A lot of this is Ralph
McQuarrie. Yeah, so this is a different yep. thing where you build the thing. I think this is probably the I can't remember. It's either desert or they might have even a lava.
Yeah.
Thing. But I don't know. I saw on another website there was like now backlash against the backlash where, you know, people are like, "Well, you know, apparently it's not legitimate to be angry about things anymore." And it's like, I don't know. If you don't like them, I understand that. Okay? If you're unhappy that they don't have the articulation that you want. Now, my question is, what do you need it for, really?
Exactly.
They're just going to be standing on a shelf.
Yeah.
You know, I know some people do photo blah, blah, blah. And I get that. And I would prefer some more articulation. Probably not as much as most people would, because I've actually tried to set these buggers up. You know, but if you're a mint on card guy, they're fine.
Right.
They look, my thing is they look good, and maybe it's just because I'm a Marvel guy too, and I've gone through the Avengers figures.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, you're like, bleh. Like, and I was like, please just give me those for this movie and I'll be happy. Like, these things look so much better than the Avengers figures, wouldn't you say?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah, I mean they look well done. It's just that they don't have the crazy articulation. And I think if you don't like that, that's a legitimate complaint. But at the same time, I think people are dismissing these toys as garbage, which I think is over the line.
Right, I think so too.
I think that's too far, is to sort of go, these things are crap, these things are garbage, I hate them.
Here's the thing, half the people
saying... How are you supposed to appeal to people, little kids?
Half the people saying that are going to buy them.
Oh, they're all
going
to buy them.
On that Friday night.
They're all going to be there.
They're garbage, I'm not buying them. They're all going to be in line going, I decided I was going to buy
them. I will only buy five of each.
Yeah. Some of the deluxe vehicles, like the Assault Walker, popped up. The Elite Speeder with Stormtrooper with the black.
I've seen the Snow Speeder come out.
Yeah.
And then that was the thing today is Lego and showed off their actual official pictures of sets.
Right.
But like, and someone was like, "Well, I guess there's a Snow Speeder. That's probably not the movie." And I'm like, "No, the Hasbro toy's been found."
Yeah.
That still doesn't mean it's gonna be the movie, but there it is.
Yep.
Snow
Speeder.
Those of you at home can't see because it's an audio medium, but...
Aww.
It's
kind of... Is it weird that it's kind of cool to me to see on a Star Wars box that say Disney?
No,
like it's kind of like Well, it's kind of cool.
See, here's the thing. For me, it's weird to see Disney on it. Like, I'm like, Disney.
Yeah.
Like, so no. I mean, we're... So, no. It's not weird that you're enjoying it.
No, I find it...
Like, my you're going to probably... You're probably going to have to hold my hand when we see the movie.
Oh, yeah.
When the opening happens.
Yeah.
And it's not the 20th Century Fox fanfare. You're just going to have to be like, it's okay. Just breathe.
It's okay. Although, I can't imagine that Disney would... I can't imagine that Disney wouldn't somehow license
the fanfare. No, they won't. I wouldn't. If I was Disney, no. Hell no. I'd go back and put our shit on the old movie. Sorry.
Nope, that's all right.
I'm bad. Put our stuff on the old movies.
I found some better pictures
the first movie. You can't do it with the first movie.
No.
Because Fox has that.
I found some pictures of...
Oh, look. They give him stuff so he's a monkey. Boy, that's progressive.
I like that it's Finn, and then in the parentheses it says Starkiller Base.
Huh.
That's interesting.
Finn Starkiller, eh?
Yeah, I don't know if that's his last name or not, but I know they were going to...
Well, apparently they've been real cagey about the last names of a couple characters on purpose.
Yeah. Speaking of the
Black Series leaked out?
Yeah, the Black Series are out. Somebody got a hold of those, and those look...
See, that actually looks worse, I think, than the 5 points of articulation
guy. That fin's
that knee is terrible.
Yeah. God.
Ray?
Yeah, things are running slow. Hold on.
Ray?
It's not like, for some reason, rebelscum.com...
Egon, Ray's gone, bye-bye.
On some of the pictures, doesn't allow you to go to next. see, and that's not that...
BB.
That's BB's the best thing out of there. Her face on that's not.
Yeah, Black. Not, I feel Black has been oversold as being the greatest thing ever. Jakku is a planet.
Right.
I think Jakku is the desert planet.
Jakku's the desert planet we see them running on.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I remember hearing early on that desert planet was not Tatooine.
No.
So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
So yeah, she comes with BB-8.
BB-8.
Which is pretty darn neat.
Yeah, that one I might get just for the BB-8.
Yep. Kylo Ren, who looks... The black figure of him, of course, looks pretty darn neat.
Yeah. Apparently, I don't know. I guess we got to be about spoilers.
Yep, let's...
Okay. This actually came from J.J. Abrams, and he's a guy who doesn't tell you anything about anything, so...
But, what was J.J. Abrams...
He was saying that that Kylo Ren literally made his own lightsaber, and that's why it's kind of raggedy.
Ah. The First Order Stormtrooper, which we saw from San Diego Comic-Con. This is the official production release of it.
That weird secondary gun.
Yeah, I don't think the box one. I think that's the... To differentiate the two.
Yeah.
And then we got a Black Series Chewbacca.
But how come we get stupid Chewbacca and not butt old Han Solo?
Butt old Han Solo. I don't know. That's a good question.
I want my butt old Han Solo.
I'm sure we'll get a butt old Han Solo.
I want one.
There does appear to be a 2-inch line.
I've heard. But see, you notice that in the picture, the kid doesn't open it up.
Right.
I've heard that might just be like a solid thing, that it's not a 2-inch toy. That's
gotcha.
It's not a 2-inch playset. We're looking at a picture of a Millennium Falcon that showed up overseas.
Yes.
And I have heard, because I looked into this, that it might just be a Millennium Falcon toy as opposed to a playset for a 2-inch line.
Gotcha. So
hopefully people understand what I'm talking
about.
Gotcha. I know it sounds completely crazy.
Lego showed, like you said, they showed off this, not only the sets, but
this is like old stuff. These are the
buildable figures, which we heard about, but I don't think we actually saw pictures of.
No.
Until now. I think they look...
Wow.
You know, unfortunately, what they remind me of is Galador.
Yes. I couldn't remember the name, but I know exactly. That's what I was going for.
And, of course, Galador was the, paved the way for...
Bionicle.
Bionicle, which then paved the way for these, because these are very much a combination of Galador and Bionicle pieces, almost, in those sense of how they're constructed and how they look. Yeah, those
feet are Bionicle.
Yeah. And it's just it's a very interesting. We're looking at Luke, and Luke's kind of meh. I think the
armored and robot guys are going to come off better.
Vader looks pretty darn neat.
Yeah.
There's a General Grievous, which unfortunately he doesn't have his cape, which kind of makes me sad.
As opposed to Admiral Bone to pick.
Yep.
Sorry, it's a joke.
That's all right.
Cool guys got it.
I like that. It does appear that the Lego buildable figure of Grievous, his arms can connect together.
Oh,
and
neat.
Then see the he's got connectors. Yeah. That's pretty darn
slick.
That's pretty slick. That buildable figure looks. That might be something I actually get because I always liked the design of General Grievous.
Really?
I always thought it was a pretty cool.
It was indifferent.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool character.
It was cool to watch him in action in a couple parts.
Yep.
But I was never a huge fan.
But
this kind of exploded all. And like I said, they have shown off the Lego sets. There's a Millennium Falcon set. There's a Poe Dameron X-Wing.
Yes.
There's a Snowspeeder, which we just saw the Hasbro toy for.
Yes.
There's Kylo Ren's shuttle. There's TIE Fighter. There's another small vehicle, which we probably were looking at the Hasbro version of. A couple of small... I guess they're called First Order vehicles.
Yes.
Got to get my terminology right.
we were talking about not only did those show up, but D23 happened this past weekend, which was Disney's big convention. And of course,
where's my Captain America trailer?
I know. We'll get to that in a little bit. Of course, Marvel and Disney stayed out of San Diego Comic-Con.
Yes.
So while there was a Star Wars panel, Disney didn't have anything. Marvel didn't bring anything. That's because they saved it for D23, and there were lots of announcements at D23, like the fact that the character Will Turner is coming back for the next Pirates film. So Orlando Bloom is returning.
Oh, goody. Hooray.
No Keira Knightley, though. Apparently, they wanted to have Keira Knightley and Orlando Bloom back together in that film, but apparently...
Don't they only see each other once every 9 years or something?
But the rumor is apparently that neither Johnny Depp nor Orlando Bloom liked Keira Knightley and hated her guts.
Oh, no.
And once the other three films were done, they were like, thank God.
Oh, no.
Pirates Caribbean, Alice Through the Looking Glass, which is the next Alice in Wonderland film with Johnny Depp, and I can't think of her name that plays Alice.
Oh, good. The sequel to the Burton one.
Yeah, lots of Marvel stuff, including a message from Benedict Cumberbatch about Doctor Strange.
I heard about that.
And a video narrated by the director of artwork and stuff to give people an idea of...
Yeah, of what it was going to be. It's definitely going to be weird and funky.
Very going to be weird. Weirder and funkier Astral Plane. Than... Yep. Weirder and funkier than Guardians, even. It's going to open up
Which is
the...
Cool.
It's going to open up the Marvel Cinematic Universe to that strange realm.
The crazy Doctor Strange. I mean, the appropriate stuff.
The Ramu and...
Yeah, the weird psychic realm.
Yeah, the ancient one. And,
So good. I'm glad they're taking a risk on that.
I'm too, and I think Benedict Cumberbatch is like that perfect casting for Doctor Strange. And they said Doctor Strange will pretty much be in that costume.
Cool.
He'll have the big, the collar and the cape. And
I've heard maybe not the collar. I've heard the cape, but I've heard maybe not the collar. I thought there was a picture of that. But then for Captain America, they had the Falcon. I can't remember his name. And then they had Cap
come
out on stage
and
set up a trailer,
I'm sure that will be the actual official trailer. That's got to be hitting sometime
soon. I've been waiting all weekend, man. I keep checking.
Although they're not even done filming. They've got, I guess, another 2 weeks of filming to do on that still.
But I've heard all kinds of crazy rumors about that movie.
Yep. And the stuff they showed at D23... for that, which if I can find our
we still don't know what what's his name's role is. Martin Freeman, we don't know what his role is.
Right. So the footage officially revealed we saw late last week images of the stunt actors for Bucky and for Black Panther in the Black Panther suit. Show up, which I don't know. Did you see those? Which
I saw pictures.
Were pretty. They had shown off artwork, I think, shortly after Comic-Con, of what the movie version Black Panther costume was going to look like, and the stunt costume was very much in that vein. The footage they showed of the Civil War began with Falcon targeting a van using Red Wing. So he's got a little...
he's got Cyber Red Wing,
He's got a Cyber Red Wing.
It's like
Wing.
A drone.
Yep, it's a drone, which is kind of cool that they...
It's kind of cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that they acknowledge Red Wing. I'll give them that.
Yep.
It would have been cooler if he'd been an actual bird and Falcon could talk to him.
Yeah.
Because I'm a nerd.
You are a nerd. But that set up a little scene between Falcon, Black Widow, and Captain America fighting Crossbones. So, because Frank Grillo is back as Crossbones.
Yep. Yeah. This movie's going to be crowded.
Yeah. The fight ends with Cap removing Crossbones' helmet, and the villain taunts him, he remembered you, your pal, your buddy, your Bucky, Captain America. In this job, you try to save everybody you can. Sometimes that doesn't mean everybody. William Hurt is in this as General Thunderbolt Ross. Yep.
And there is a persistent rumor that Red Hulk is going to be in it. And the other rumor is that, what's his name? Ruffalo has been seen in Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And they're thinking that they might bring in the Hulk at the end to fight the Red Hulk.
Yep. Hurt's got a
those
great...
Those are just rumors.
Those are rumors. Hurt's got a great line in the trailer. It says, "The Earth owes you an unpayable debt. While the people should look at you as a hero, there are some that prefer the word vigilante." And it's possible that he's the one behind the Sokovia Accords, which is the version of the superhero registration.
Something like that, yeah.
Cap confronts Bucky, who does confirm that he remembers Steve Rogers, especially their childhood in New York together.
Yeah, I heard that.
Tony Stark tosses out the line, "We are better than the bad guys." At some point, he also tells Rogers...
Well, the actual line is something like, we're operating without any rules that makes us just like the bad guys, and we're better than that.
Right.
Something like that.
And then at some point, he tells Rogers, "Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth."
Yep.
We get a good look at Black Panther, complete with retractable claws. We see a shot of both teams running each other, basically confirming the lineup that we heard recently.
I heard Widow was on Cap's side, and Scarlet Witch is on Tony's side.
Yep, and Hawkeye's on Cap's side.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, Black Widow and Hawkeye are going to scuffle, and Widow asks Hawkeye, "We're still friends, right?" To which he responds, "Depends on how hard you hit me." Mm. Which they're still, that's kind of cool that they're playing up that friendship there. Footage ends with Steve Rogers opening up a vault to open up a van to reveal Paul Rudd, Scott Lang. But Lang turns into a giddy little fan as he shakes his hand. "What an honor. I'm shaking your hand too long. Thanks for thinking of me." He looks at his Elizabeth Olsen, a Scarlet Witch, and says, "I know you too. You're great." We get shots of Martin Freeman, who seemed to be maybe tracking superheroes. There's also Paul Bettany as Vision.
In a suit.
In a suit, playing chess.
In a suit.
So there's a lot. There was a lot of stuff.
There's one thing that I heard was a coffin with the Union Jack draped on it.
Yep.
Which has all kinds of speculation about. I'm assuming that's Peggy.
It's gonna be. I'm pretty sure it's Peggy
because I couldn't think of anybody else who was British.
Yeah, it's gonna be Peggy. It has to be.
Yeah, she's due. Come on, she's got Alzheimer's. Let her go.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different stuff in there. That sounds pretty promising. And of course, Tom Holland, the new Spider-Man, is in the cast, but they did not show anything at all. Captain America Civil War is expected to feature every Earthbound Marvel Cinematic Universe hero with the exception of Thor and Hulk. Although, like you said, there's substantial speculation Ruffalo will be in the film. Co-stars include Paul Rudd as Scott Lang, Ant-Man, Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow, Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, Winter Soldier, Anthony Mackie as Sam Wilson, the Falcon, Paul Bettany as Vision, Jeremy Renner as Hawkeye, Don Cheadle as War Machine, Emily Van Camp as Sharon Carter, Agent 13, yes. Frank Grillo as Crossbones, William Hurt, of course, as General Thaddeus Thunderbolt Ross, and Elizabeth Olsen as Wanda Maximoff, Scarlet Witch.
Jeez Louise.
Not to mention Daniel Burrell from Inglourious Basterds and Martin Freeman, of course, from the Hobbit trilogy and Sherlock.
Yep.
So we'll see that in May of this next year. But that was some very interesting footage. Little breakdown of
apparently,
footage.
Apparently, yeah.
Yep. And then, of course, they talked about Doctor Strange and how it's got some real Inception-like vibes to it because it's just
kind of... I heard there was, like, a shot of, like, buildings kind of at an angle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, all these cars rising up into the air and...
Yeah.
Pixar, of course, being Disney D23, Pixar had a lot to show off, including Toy Story 4, they announced, will be a love story between Woody and Bo Peep.
That's weird, but okay.
Yeah, which, well...
Well, Bo got thrown out. Bo died. Woody was a widower in Toy Story 3.
Well, did she get thrown out, or
she got thrown out, or she got chucked? Because that's the whole thing is they're talking about all the people that got yard sale.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's like,
then that means somehow she comes back.
Maybe, or maybe it's a flashback. I don't know.
Could be.
Maybe he learns to love again. He's basically the Mel Gibson role from Signs.
Yes. Coco, which is the title of the studio's film in development based on the Mexican Day of the Dead customs, which they've been kind of working on that for a while now.
They've done like. Not Pixar, but various people have done two or three films based on the Day of the Dead.
Ed O'Neill was announced as one of the new voices coming in for the Finding Nemo sequel, Finding Dory.
All right.
They got to meet the T-Rexes from The Good Dinosaur, which is Pixar's...
I've seen.
Plus, they showed the first Inside Out short, Riley's first date.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Riley, you're growing up so fast.
Well.
I'm not even being facetious.
Disney Animation showed off, talked about how Shakira joins the cast and the soundtrack of their film Zootopia, Gigantic, which is Disney's upcoming take on Jack and Beanstalk, and Moana, which apparently had lush animation and, of course, the charisma of the one and only The Rock. So we got a lot of Rock. Disney Live Action was there.
Jungle Book.
Yep. Apparently blew the entire hall away because apparently it's a just amazing looking film.
Is it?
Yeah, apparently the CG in that is just unbelievable.
Hmm.
Of course, Orlando Bloom again has confirmed a return for Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Meh.
Yeah. Alice Through the Looking Glass got footage debuted, and there it's kind of a time-traveling sort of prequel, which is interesting.
Yeah.
The first footage from the live-action Pete's Dragon was shown. With hints.
Really? That's impressive because that movie came out when I was like six.
Yep, with hints of Pete in this being a furry dragon, which is interesting.
My mind went somewhere.
And Elliot being kind of a raised by the wolves type of thing, like he was raised by this dragon, and it's a very interesting take on how they're doing it.
Boy, that doesn't go well with a furry dragon.
No. Never mind. The Star Wars announcements, of course, Colin Trevorrow, who was the
Jurassic World
director of Jurassic World. The reason he's not
coming, not guaranteed.
The reason he's not coming back for the next Jurassic film is because he was announced as the director of Episode 8.
Eight or nine?
IX? Is IX 9?
IX is 9.
Okay, he was announced as director of Episode
9. Yeah, they've already announced 8. Yeah. I can't remember who it is, but...
The first Rogue One cast photo was revealed.
Which... Yeah, it's a... could be a Battlestar Galactica photo.
Frankly. It could be, and they're saying that they're wondering if, of course, the cast includes Felicity Jones, Diego Luna, Riz Ahmed, Zhang Wang, and Donnie Yen, and they believe that Diego Luna might be playing Biggs Darklighter, Biggs Darklighter in it.
Huh.
Because he looks very, very Biggs.
Kind of.
Kind of, I can see the resemblance there. He's got the mustache and kind of the mop top. And
yeah.
He kind of looks like the original actor, which I'm not sure who that was.
He didn't have a big role in the final film, so, I mean, you could pull it off.
Yeah. So it was pretty interesting that that's a possibility that that's Biggs Darklighter.
I've heard it's supposed to be like the grittier Star Wars that we've all been waiting for.
Right.
So...
The Force Awakens poster by Drew Struzan was revealed.
I believe we talked about
that. Yep. Which, well, we talked about it off air.
Oh, did we?
I think so.
You know,
it's kind of cool that Drew came out because he's retired, basically.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. It's also kind of sad that is the giveaway poster at a convention.
Right.
You know, as opposed to like the real poster.
Well.
But at the risk of becoming the Tony Stark to your Captain America.
Right.
Starting a big thing here.
Yes.
I didn't particularly like the poster, and in fact, I have not liked Drew's Star Wars posters for a very long time.
Really?
I have not been a fan. Probably at least since the special editions. There's a sameness to them all.
Right.
I find very boring.
And I think that was...
And this one fits in with all the prequel posters. And I think
that was all deliberate, and that's
sure
what he was told to do.
Well, okay. That's just as bad as some crappy Photoshop thing, then.
True.
I mean, I love, you know, like the original one sheet for Star Wars. I love... Did Drew do the one for Empire where Han and Leia are...
Kissing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a great poster. That's a fantastic poster.
I don't know. You know, it's weird. Like, the Star Wars stuff you didn't like, but Drew also, since, you know, the prequels, he was supposed to have done posters for every Harry Potter film, and then Warner Brothers stopped at...
one of them, because they had
Half-Blood Prince, I think.
Yeah, they had the generic Photoshop crap towards the end.
So, but he still did posters for the rest of the Harry Potter films as giveaways.
Yeah.
He did a poster for Hellboy that was never used that...
Perlman?
Yeah, no, the director.
Del Toro?
Del Toro commissioned him to do on his own because he wanted a Drew Struzan poster for that film. And they gave that away to Comic-Con.
You know,
so Drew's done a lot of cool stuff, you know, since...
I don't like the Star Wars ones. Yeah. I mean, I know that he did the Back to the Future ones, which are great, which are classic, iconic posters.
Yes.
Those are fantastic, and I love... You know, I mean, I love how the first one has Marty, the second one has Marty and Doc,
Doc
Star 2,
yeah.
And then Marty, Doc, and Claire, Claire Part 3. Yeah. He's a great guy. He's very talented. I'm not one of these idiots who's sitting there going, I could pull a better poster out of my buttocks.
Right.
Because I... absolutely could not. I just don't like, since about special edition on, there's just been a very bland, same
kind of meh. Yeah.
To them, they all kind of look alike, and not look alike, but they look the same, but with different characters.
Right.
And I'm not into it. I just I'm not a fan.
The other one. Well, we'll get to the other major Star Wars thing, but
JJ
announced during the panel. The current Force Awakens runtime, because they're still editing the film.
Yeah.
They're still kind of tweaking it, but right now the film clocks in at 124 minutes. So
okay.
So two hours, 4 minutes. But
They'll cut that down.
They said it certainly won't be any drastically shorter or longer than that. So it's going to run about 2 hours, which is about A New Hope ran 121, Empire 124, Return of the Jedi 131, Phantom Menace 133, Attack of the Clones 142, and Revenge of the Sith 140.
Wow.
So, yeah.
And you felt every second of those.
Boy, we did sit through Phantom Menace in 3D. Remember, we were like, we're going to sit through these in 3D. This is going to be awful.
And then they didn't do the others, and we were like, we're really sad about that.
And then Disney bought them. We're like, that's why! Yay! Woohoo! And then... Oh, my God. I got to sneeze.
Wow, I didn't even realize. God bless you.
Thank you.
I didn't even realize. You just think that the prequels are taking forever because they're bad. I didn't realize they were so bloated.
Yes, they were very bloated.
Because when you said that Jedi was 133, I'm like, well, you know, it's got to wrap everything up.
Yes.
And then, like, the other ones were like, bleh, bleh, bleh.
Bleh. Bleh.
Meh.
Of course, something that was kind of a big deal for me was a lot of the a lot of the park announcements.
Yeah, there's a big one there too.
Goodness Holy gracious, crap, man! Apparently, I'm allergic to you.
Oh no!
No, I'm not allergic to you. Disney Parks, of course, being D23, Disney Parks, of course, has a lot of announcements, and there's been a lot of land clearing in Anaheim. There's been a lot of closures in Orlando at Disney Hollywood Studios, where they closed the entire backlot tour. They closed off a bunch of stuff. People were, like, you knowing they're getting ready for some major announcements. They're getting ready to clear a lot of land for something. And some of the stuff they announced at Disney Hollywood Studios, they announced a Toy Story Land, much in the vein of Cars Land in Anaheim. Kind of the same idea, but it'll it's going to be a very very interesting new land added to Hollywood Studios. Basically, it'll be an 11-acre attraction that will shrink guests to the size of Toy Story toys and basically drop you into Andy's backyard.
Okay. So Andy?
Yeah. Well, they're still doing Andy.
Is there a time machine involved in this, too?
Well, you know.
These shenanigans? It's what's-her-face. It's Bonnie.
It's Bonnie now, but yes. They're staying with Andy.
Unaccurate.
There'll be a family-friendly roller coaster, which is basically everyone will be riding.
That? I want to ride on the R-rated roller coaster.
Well, it'll be a ride. Everyone will be riding inside of a Slinky Dog.
Okay, that's what that is.
Yep. There'll be an Alien Saucers attraction, as well as
there'll be Pizza Planet.
Well, Pizza Planet's there. Pizza Planet actually is a part of Hollywood Studios. There actually is a Pizza Planet in there, but it'll...
That must have been after I was there.
Yeah. And then, of course, Toy Story Mania, which has been a mainstay of Hollywood Studios now for several years. It's got two tracks inside of the show building. Well, they closed down a big studio kind of... They had a Jack Sparrow attraction in there for a while. They've done some other stuff, and they closed it down. They're going to add a third Toy Story Mania track as well to the land. So you've got Toy Story Mania and then all this extra...
That literally means nothing to me. Well, okay. Sorry.
Also, they announced that in Epcot at Disney World, they closed down the Norway, part of the Norway Pavilion, the ride there.
Norway.
But they closed Light it me. Down in order to basically, which the Maelstrom was the Norway ride. They closed it down because they're going to actually turn it into a Frozen attraction. And they showed off...
That's way the hell overdue.
Well, yeah. But they're adding some new land to do a new meet and greet. They're adding a ride which has animatronics and stuff in it. Of course, they showed a little flash of the Sven animatronic from the ride, which is not done, but it looks pretty adorable. So some interesting stuff there for that, which I thought was kind of cool. They showed off the one of the big, like... things on the show floor was the actual model for what is now being called basically Avatar Land, which is now being called Pandora, the World of Avatar.
Why are they doing that?
They're doing that at Animal Kingdom in Disney World. And they kind of, which people are kind of like, why? And
oh yeah, Avatar exists.
They showed off this amazing model of what it's going to be, and they've said that it's their goal is to make this as realistic of an adventure for you as possible. There's not really anything that ties into the movies. It's just it's the land of Pandora. It's this world of Pandora, and you get to go on an adventure with some different rides and stuff, which was kind of cool.
Yeah, I bet you money the numbers for that are terrible.
Well, I know it's an expensive,
I mean, like when it gets open and running, like the daily numbers of people visiting that thing are going to be just,
it's possible. And it's also a possibility that if they pull off what they're wanting to pull off, that it could be one of the most stunning things Disney's ever done. And people will just keep going back to just marvel at it, which is a very good possibility.
Well, so long as there's nothing else to compete with it for people's attention. He said, leading into...
Well, before we talk about that...
Oh.
Hold on. They announced some Star Wars stuff, besides the big one, which we're going to talk about in a minute. They basically announced a seasonal event coming to Disneyland and Disney World starting in early 2016 called Season of the Force. And Season of the Force will turn Space Mountain into Hyperspace Mountain, which is a Star Wars-themed attraction, basically. As well as we'll bring a new Star Tours upgrade. Which will incorporate new locations and adventures from Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Makes sense.
Yep. Plus a Star Wars launch bay, an interactive experience, which basically will be a place where you can go to, opening later this year, which is actually going to be later this year. It'll be an interactive experience which takes guests at Disney's Hollywood Studios in Florida and Disneyland Park in California into the upcoming film Star Wars The Force Awakens, as well as the first six films in Star Wars in the Star Wars saga, where you'll be able to meet characters and see props and interact with some interesting things. Basically, it's taking over at Hollywood Studios, the Art of Animation building, so they're using this already existing skeleton to install the Star Wars stuff in, which is kind of cool.
Makes sense.
Yeah. And then they announced the first Marvel ride, which will be in Hong Kong Disneyland.
Delaying. Well, yeah, because of Orlando's Islands of Adventure.
For now. But it'll
They got that tied up for a while, though.
Right. But this will first appear at Hong Kong Orlando, or Hong Kong Disneyland. Dear God. And basically, Disney teamed with ILM to create the Iron Man experience, which is a simulator ride, which has been likened to Star Tours. The attraction will be a part of the Stark Expo in Tomorrowland. And guests will get to see inventions from Howard Tony Stark, including the Iron Wing, essentially a big Iron Man suit that'll let guests see what it's like to be inside Stark armor. The Iron Wing will then take guests on a test flight to the top of Hong Kong's Stark Tower. When Hydra comes to steal the arc reactor atop the tower, guests will fight alongside Iron Man to stop them. So it's going to be a very interesting ride altogether when it's said and done. But only in Hong Kong for right now. At least until, it'll make it to the States sometime, I imagine. It's just...
I just like the idea of, like, tying the Stark Pavilion into Tomorrowland. That's so cool.
Yeah, it's very cool, actually. It's a pretty darn neat idea. And then...
Is there anything else you can throw out there to delay talking about the fact that they're doing a Star Wars
park? They are doing a Star Wars land, coming to Disneyland in California and Disney World's Hollywood Studios in Orlando, Florida. Where was the acreage? There was something.
It was huge.
It's like
monstrous.
14 acres. Will be the largest single land expansion in Disneyland history at Disney. They're building two Star Wars lands, one at Disney Hollywood Studios in Orlando, the other one at Disneyland Park. Basically, land will be themed as a whole new planet we've never seen before in the Star Wars movies. It'll be a gateway planet and a remote frontier town, one of the last stops before Wild Space, so the world will be full of places and characters both familiar and not so familiar. The world will be inhabited by...
I want the toy!
The world will be inhabited by aliens, humanoids, and droids. Likely means the world will have a variety of costume characters, puppeteered alien creatures, and remote-controlled droids walking the streets. You can see in this picture a huge white bantha-looking creature as one of the creatures we could encounter in this land.
I want it.
There will be no cast members, only Star Wars aliens. Every store and restaurant will be operated by local inhabitants, making each experience deeply immersive. It will be a fully themed land where everyone is in character, and while there will be humanoid-looking shop workers...
going up here in an hour, Besh, to read those menus.
You'll also probably more than likely get puppeteered or animatronic shopkeepers as well. Yes. Everything will be in story. Nothing land will be out of character or stray from the mythology. Every single thing will be in story, so we can expect this to mean everything from merchandise to food options will be set in the world, kind of like Universal's done with the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
Okay.
Where everything in that land is... thematically tied into the story.
This is why I have to save my pennies.
Yes, the Millennium Falcon secret mission. One attraction will give you the ability to take controls of the Millennium Falcon on a customized secret mission.
I just knew you could walk around it. That was enough for me.
We've already seen the Star Tours redo of the Star Tours The Adventure Continues, so they'll be able to create a variety of different ride experiences. So they'll be able to customize the ride. It'll be different every time, basically. You have a choice in where did you take Han's famous ship. So it'll kind of be a motion simulator like Star Tours is, but probably to the nth degree. The new era battle. The other will be an epic Star Wars adventure that puts you right in the middle of a climactic battle between the First Order and the Resistance. Of course, this shows that this land will be set in a post-Return of the Jedi timeline. And, of course, the new rides, of course, tie into the upcoming film. So... It'll be
stupid not to.
Yep, it'll be a dark ride of experience, but who knows what exactly it will entail.
Blue milk!
Yep, guest experiences will include a taste of blue milk, just like Luke Skywalker had on his home planet of Tatooine.
Oh!
Yeah.
I'm going to be selling some stock soon.
Well, yeah, myself and Carrie, or just you and I, because Carrie has Carrie does not want to go to Star Wars Land.
What?
She does not.
You have chosen poorly.
Well.
You need to trade up, son. I assume this is like on the increasingly unlikely chance that I ever do manage to like con some woman into marrying me.
Yes.
I assume that you can rent this out for like, I want to get married by the Falcon, man.
By the Falcon.
You dream.
It's pretty interesting. Star Wars in California will actually be located. There were rumors that...
Who cares about
There that? Were rumors that they were gonna tear out Disney's Toontown and Disneyland, but that is going... It will survive. It will not be removed. Disney.
No, I don't want to feel like we're Judge... What was the name? Was it Judge Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be Judge Doom about this.
Basically, they're building it just to the north of Frontierland, where the Big Thunder Ranch is currently located. And it's a part of the property they only use for, like, in holidays and special occasions stuff, it's usually closed. It's not something that gets
I've read articles about like how there's like all kinds of places in Disney World that are just sitting there, run down, and tear those out.
Well, Disneyland, yeah, but Disney World,
Tom Sawyer Island and stuff like that.
Yep. Basically, in Disney's Hollywood Studios in Orlando, the land will take up pretty much the entire left side of the park. Which is unfortunate because it includes the Stunt Spectacular.
The day has come.
Right, as well as Muppet Vision 3D. And they're saying that more than likely those locations will be torn down for this expansion because Muppet Vision is kind of old, doesn't get many people. And while Indiana Jones is really cool, I think they've got bigger plans for Indiana Jones.
Down the road, yeah.
They're supposed to be building in Orlando... Temple of the Forbidden Eye, which is the Disneyland ride.
Oh, okay.
So that's supposed to be basically replacing it. Will both Star Wars lands be exactly the same?
I have no idea.
They're saying that it probably will. They probably both will be exactly the same.
How big is 14 acres, Jason?
Well, Disneyland's Hollywood Studios is 135 acres, and Disneyland Park is only 85 acres. Disney California's Adventure... their recent Cars Land expansion takes up 12 acres. 1 acre of land is 43,560 square feet, and a football field is 48,000 square feet. So 14 acres would be the size of 12 and 3 acre ball.
Excellent.
Yes.
I approve.
It is bigger than Walt Disney's initial concept for Disneyland. Walt's original plan was to build a small park called Mickey Mouse Park with a boat ride and other themed areas across the street from Disney's Burbank Studios on an 8 acre plot of land. So it's very, very, very big.
Good. Appropriate.
Yes.
When will the Star Wars lands open to the public, Jason?
Probably not till construction on the land will start no later than the end of 2017.
Ah.
So,
ladies, you have time to woo me.
So you're looking at probably... it's hard to say.
How long can we expect?
2022, probably.
I can't live that long.
Sure you can.
Not the way I eat.
Well, change your diet. Get healthy.
Could Star Wars Land offer alcoholic beverages?
It's possible, because they've said there will be...
Is it possible, or is it very possible?
Well, there will be cantinas. You will be able to go into a cantina.
I know.
In this, so it's very, very possible that they're going to serve some kind of. But it's not like you're going to be able to buy just a Budweiser. It'll be
Solus.
Yeah, it'll be a themed alcohol.
I wonder if they'll use this from the Empire Divided. All the different stuff that the cooks can make.
That'd be cool. It's possible.
Yeah, probably not. It's kind of a
proper. And one of the other Disney things that was kind of cool.
This is like a wet fart follow up.
Oh well. Kingdom Hearts 2 was almost a decade ago. The PS2 version, the game, the role-playing game from Squaresoft that was...
I know Kingdom Hearts 2, yep. So I just didn't realize it was that Part 2 was a PS2 game.
Yeah, it was PS2.
Yikes!
They were both PS2 games.
Yikes.
Kingdom Hearts 3 will be a PS4 and title, as well as Xbox One. It'll be the first time it's been made available on something other than PlayStation. But they've announced that
You're
one of...
Sony.
One of the worlds to make their debut in Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to be the world of Big Hero 6 in San Francisco.
Cool.
And it will. They've said that it will take place. It will take place immediately following the film. So that part of the game takes place after the events of the film.
Okay.
So you're catching up.
So you with got the whole
heroes.
Team. Yeah.
Yep. So you're catching up with the heroes of everyone during that. And they did show some footage of Sora riding on Baymax fighting an evil Baymax, which is kind of cool. On the you know at the in the air of San Francisco.
It's kind of an evil Baymax, isn't it?
Yep, yep. He's fighting a dark Baymax, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's of course that's going to be one world of many in Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yeah, I actually completely misread when I saw this thing pop up on Facebook. I thought they were talking about Infinities.
So. Oh no, yeah. So yeah, that's that kind of interesting.
Wow, what's Tom Baker got to do?
Oh, that was the other thing. That was the other Star Wars thing.
What?
He is going to be lending a voice to a future Star Wars project. Tom Baker, who played the Fourth Doctor in Doctor Who, he says, "I'm going to be in this new Star Wars thing. You know, I'm going down to record voices for this new character they've created for me very soon. But what Star Wars product? No one knows. It's possible that it's either Star Wars Rebels or an unannounced video game project.
Aww.
It's also possible that he's playing a non-human character in Rogue One or the Star Wars Force Awakens, but either of those seem kind of unlikely right now, but nobody's quite sure."
You missed it. Before you had that part, I was mouth agape. I'm like, ah, that's yes. So cool. Oh, it's for the game or for Rebels.
Oh, it's for the game.
Boo.
I found it interesting that, you know, we've been nearing... them wow. announcing, they announced a Captain Marvel movie, and they haven't cast.
They've announced
Captain
a bunch. Marvel. Like they announced a Hulk movie, and they took that back.
Right,
which makes me angry.
They haven't cast Miss Marvel.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's right.
Nah.
But MMA fighter Ronda Rousey.
Yes. Apparently, she's a big nerd.
Yep, she is a huge nerd, and she's kind of been lobbying. Somebody asked her what your dream role would be in a film. She said, "I'd like to vie for Miss Marvel." And she has taken to social media. Thanks to fans who took her and basically photoshopped costumes on some of her recent magazines, like her magazine poses, and she would fit that role.
But can't she act?
No. She's had some roles in... she was in Expendables 3.
Didn't see it.
She was in Furious 7. She was in Entourage this past thing. Time
didn't see it.
Yep, she's in her own autobiographical movie that's coming out as
oh,
well. As
well, a, like that stretch.
As well
muscles.
As a movie called Mile 22, which. But she
didn't.
I mean, she it. Played herself in Entourage, and she beat up one of the characters in that because he wanted
hard
a day
is it to play yourself in Entourage.
She was okay in Expendables 3, and she really didn't do a whole lot in Furious 7 except fight what's her face that got fired and then came back for the films.
Rodriguez.
Yes, Michelle okay. Rodriguez. Yeah.
Yeah, she got kicked off Lost.
Yeah, she did. So
my thing is, if she can act, then I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, I mean the pictures of her that they've kind of
yeah, she looks solid in the. I mean, she looks like the character in the outfit. I
Carol Danvers,
that,
yeah,
but yes, but can she act?
That's a good question.
I mean, especially it's her movie, so she's got to carry the thing,
right?
So you can't exactly, you know, if she was a supporting character, yeah, maybe you could kind of throw her,
yeah. You know, it's funny that, you know, the Ghostbusters, the it's not necessarily...
Hilarious.
I mean, it's a reboot, but it's...
One of the funniest films ever made. Oh, the reboot.
The reboot. You know, we knew that Dan Aykroyd was going to be in this film
I've
in a cameo.
I've heard Murray's going to be in
Bill
it.
Murray
as
has,
the bad guy.
Bill Murray has said that he is in this film.
I mean, I've heard he's the villain.
Film.
He's
yeah.
basically Walter Peck. He's not Walter Peck,
but
he's
the
Walter
villain,
Peck
yeah,
role.
Yeah, of that movie. But recently, of course, you know, a while back we saw a picture of all the ladies suited up. In front of this version of the Ecto, which again, it's kind of grown on me. I don't think it's a horrible thing. The orange stripes are kind of throwing me off, but
oh, it's a unit. It's a jumpsuit.
But Chris Hemsworth is their secretary.
Yeah, he's yeah, because they're being cute because he's Janine.
In this, there's a picture of him on one of the Ecto 2s, which is the motorcycle.
Okay.
Which they're paying homage to the animated series with the Ecto 2s. And the license sure. plate actually says Ecto 2. There's a picture of him suited up riding one of these motorcycles that are equipped with the proton blasters.
Hmm.
So it's Chris Hemsworth is probably going to suit up and actually do more than any Potts did in that role.
Well, that's because you can't just let chicks bus ghosts. That's crazy.
Well, yeah.
Got to get at least one man out there to do that work. Apparently, they're playing up. Looks like the joke's going to be that he's kind of a nerd.
Yes.
You know, but he's like a super hunky nerd.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess that kind of bugged me, because, like, with Janine, you know, she wasn't like the sexy va 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 voom secretary. You
no.
know? And she's actually, I mean, she was a very attractive woman.
Oh, my God.
Far in designing women, she was good looking.
Yes.
So they played down her looks.
And she was cute and pretty in pink.
I don't remember her in Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, she was in that role.
I forgot it was Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald's in it, but Annie Potts was in that film as well. All
right.
And people tend to forget that, but she's...
I did.
She was a part of that film. We did, too, until we were...
I'm not a John Hughes guy.
We were looking at a cast reunions special that... Entertainment Weekly brought out, and we were flipped to that, and of course there's what's his face from Two and a Half Men?
Oh, John Cryer.
John Cryer and Molly Ringwald, and then Annie Potts, and Carrie goes, wait a minute, what? She's Ghostbusters, right? What's she doing in that? Well, she was in that, and she's like, I don't remember her in that. And I'm like, I kind of do.
I guess my point was, it seemed like when they originally cast him, it was like this, sort of like the double standard of the sexy secretary. And I'm like, yeah, but Annie Potts wasn't the sexy secretary.
Right. She was not the sexy secretary at all.
She was sassy. New Yorky.
Let's answer some fan questions. Oh, come on.
If we must.
We must. Joseph Maffei says, if you could have a life-size, fully operational version of any action figure vehicle, what would it be?
See, my problem is all my answers would be kind of like...
I want a Bridge Lair.
You want a Bridge Lair? Really?
No, I want a Bridge Lair.
Wow,
that
came out of nowhere.
Actually, what I really want is a Havoc with that little flying...
The little flying thing in the back?
Heck yeah, dude.
Yeah. The little Professor X wheelchair
yes.
thing in the back?
Yes!
Yeah, no. my thing is I want a Falcon. I want a Corellian YT-2000.
Ooh, where would you park it?
Anywhere I want. I would need a house.
Just park it in the cul-de-sac.
I'll park it on the moon. It's a spaceship.
That's true.
But, like, I can live in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's what I've really, that is, you have no idea. I really am going to try to get down to Disney World when that thing is done and
oh, yeah.
wander around that thing. Because I want it so bad.
Hey, you know what it takes?
Money.
No, well, you gotta
lots and lots of money.
You gotta start dieting right and getting more exercise so you can stick around.
Nah, I'm getting enough exercise. I really am. I'm keeping up with walking.
Oh, I know you are.
I'm keeping up with walking.
You've been losing some weight still.
Yeah, a little.
Well,
not as much. I've been bad on the diet. I have been.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pat myself on the back, but I have been keeping up with the exercise.
You're so like me. We like pizza.
I don't like pizza that much.
No.
No, I like other crap though. I'm not. Just pizza in particular. I'm a little tired of.
Oh,
but
fair enough.
Trust me, I eat enough garbage.
Nah, stop eating garbage, Dave. Stop eating garbage, Dave.
But the healthy stuff's yucky.
Doesn't matter. You can make healthy stuff taste nummy.
No, you can't. Well, then it's not healthy anymore.
Well, no, it's still healthy. There's stuff you can do, man. Travis Fuller says, of course, what are your guys' thoughts on the Star Wars leaks from China Bay? We talked about it earlier.
Yeah.
But his second part of that question is, I'm going to my second CTS next month, which is the Columbia, Columbia Toy Show.
Are we going to that?
We are going to Columbus, which is going to my second Columbus Toy Show next month. Any pointers?
Bring money.
Yeah, bring money. Dave and I will be there
on
Saturday.
We're going Saturday?
No, Sunday, I'm sorry. Yeah. We'll be there on Sunday. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say go Saturday.
Yes.
Because we'll be there Sunday.
We'll be there Sunday.
Not that we don't want to see you, but like, you know, we're the big shots. We buy all the toys, so you want to go Saturday and avoid us.
Yeah, well, I mean, go both days, I think. It'll be interesting. That way you can let us know if Saturday is any different than Sunday. And
well, they'll have more stuff.
They'll have more stuff. But
Plouffe and Sinatra are going to be there, so they're the guys you got to watch out for.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll sweep that place clean.
So I think overall it's, you know,
it's a good toy show.
Columbus is a good show. It's one that Dave and I like to, we, you know,
I mean,
decided
been, yeah,
we
I've
try
been,
to want to make a yearly effort to go to
one. At least one, yeah.
So, but yeah, we are going. I'll be there. My job is, everything is squared away on that, so I got the okays, so.
I mean, that's probably the reason that I didn't go to QuailCon is because I just did not want to drive 5 hours by myself.
Right.
And 5 hours home by myself.
Yeah, and that sucks too because
Dayton.
Had I not worked, we would have gone.
Dude,
to
you need food.
I know.
You've got like 900 cats to feed.
We do.
You've got a wife she's not going to support you. You got to have a job.
That's true.
So I mean, you know,
I have to have the job so Carrie can support the cats.
Yes. So I mean, you know, as Irizarry said about their situation, real life comes first.
Yep. So. We'll talk about Qualcomm before we sign off, though, because I want to mention something on there. But Rafael Torres says that Duvall, if fans could get two Bravestar characters in the Motu Classics line, who would you want?
Well, how come you're asking me?
I
love Bravestar.
You got a question too.
That's the cowboy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Yeah, no, it's not. You don't even know what it is.
Exactly. Bravestar's a cowboy, isn't he?
Yeah,
he's like a space
cowboy.
He fights the Joker.
I would want a Bravestar, and then while some people would say Tex Hex,
I would have written off Bravestar. I would have said, like, assuming you get Bravestar, who else would you want?
I would want for a villain either Sandstorm or Thunderstick.
Do you really? That's interesting that you would not want the iconic villain.
Tex Hex was, I don't know, I never liked him as a villain. I liked the other villains in this. I like Sandstorm because I thought he was a much cooler looking character, and I thought Thunderstick should have been the main villain because just the way he looked and the way, you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, and of course Tex Hex was supposed to be a Masters villain originally, so that's how that all came to light, because they were supposed to be Masters characters.
Yeah, I knew Bravestar was. I knew that Tex was too.
And then he asked Dave, what's your favorite song from Grand Theft Auto 5?
Sleepwalking.
Yes.
Which was used in the advertising pretty heavily.
Yeah.
And then I think it's either Psychic or Heartbeat City. My favorite radio station was Mirror Park, which was the weird offbeat kind of indie, because that's just music I don't normally listen
indie
to.
Indie alt-rock kind
of
thing.
Yeah, yeah. It was a very hip thing, because that's music I don't normally listen to. I like those games because when I'm driving around in the car, I'm listening to radio stations I don't normally listen to.
Right.
I would listen to the 80s stuff, but you get bored with, you know, because they only have like 10 songs.
Right.
So you get bored after a while. But yeah, Sleepwalking, I love Sleepwalking.
Whereas the independent side of things, they could get like all of these different artists.
Yes.
And they're starving artists who are like, oh my God, put my song in this game.
And again, it's stuff that I've never heard.
Right.
So yeah, Sleepwalking, I absolutely love, especially the opening.
Yeah. Simon Long says, have you guys considered Patreon? Would totally support you guys.
Gee, Jason, have we?
We have. The problem with Patreon, and the problem for us has always been,
what do we offer you slugs who give us money?
Now,
Patreon's not like Kickstarter, though. I thought Patreon, they just give you money.
They give you money, and you give them exclusive content.
Yeah.
And that's the problem is, if we were to do Patreon, and maybe I'll put this out on, like, on the fan group.
Well, if we do enough with Patreon, maybe I can get a new computer and I can do like Life in Plastic exclusives.
Yeah. So maybe that's something we'll put on the
exclusive
fan group
for Puppet Duvall shenanigans.
Yeah. Not like we don't do enough Puppet Duvall crap.
Exclusive Puppet Duvall crap.
Maybe I'll put that. I'll put that on
Mirazari's
the fan group.
Brother would fund us alone.
Yes, he would. I'll put that on the fan group and say what would you guys want to see from us and a Patreon, because we're signed up for Patreon. There is a Toy World Order Patreon out there, but I've done nothing with it because it's like,
yeah, because I mentioned that to Jason like a year ago.
And
at least
as soon as Dave said it, I immediately went out and did all the sign up stuff for it, and then I sat back and went, what the hell do we do? Like, what? Because you have to provide content. Basically, for those of you who don't know how Patreon works is you, the Patreon subscribers basically authorize how much they want to give in a month. So if you offer, they can offer $5 to $20 a month, but basically you have to offer, every time you offer new content is how they pay you. So, you know, if you have them say, you know, I want to give $1 for every new contribution within a month, up to five exclusive.
I hear you. Yeah,
that
sounds complicated. I thought they just give you money.
No,
that's weak.
It's very. That's why I sat back and went, what the hell did?
Yeah,
we
I was wondering what was wrong with you. I didn't realize it was that complicated.
And then it goes back to
I take back many of the things I said behind your back.
Like we have there's so much footage of stuff that Dave and I have filmed, like Devastator and a whole bunch of Marvel Legends and stuff that. These other things keep coming up that we need to film and do, like the Joe San Diego stuff and the Joe stuff that's going to probably show up later this week. And we had to review a bunch of C-Jacks from...
Yeah.
So we've got so much footage. It's like, well, crap, we've got all this footage, and then we would have to do on top of that, which is
not
a big deal.
We'd have to work more than 4 hours a week.
Well, I would be...
I know, you do a lot more than that, but we literally spend like 4 hours a week generating content.
Yeah. But we generate a lot of content in those 4 hours.
We try.
Yeah. So that's a good question. That's something I'll put up on the fan group, and maybe
we'll do an adult podcast.
You know what? That could be
Toy World Order After Dark.
We could go back to doing,
we say poop.
You know, We could go back to doing a Patreon. A Patreon-exclusive weekly podcast where it's Dave and I uncensored.
We could do an exclusive podcast where I talk about my elaborate fan fiction things that I do, you know, like for Batman and X-Men and G.I. Joe.
No.
And I just tell you my whole elaborate scheme.
No.
Batman decade.
No.
10 years of the Bat.
No.
You know you want it, fans.
No.
Give us money.
Floorburger here. The question may be more for Duvall, but Dave can probably pipe in.
Thanks, Floorburger. I wonder why I make fun of you.
What is one of the most obscure toy lines that you personally would love to see get a modern remake?
Dragon Riders of the Styx, Floorburger.
Yeah, the goofier and more obscure, the better. Top of my list is a 6-inch Waterworld line. Could you imagine a 6-inch scale...
Trimaran?
Yeah, Trimaran.
It'd be hard to put anywhere.
The 4-inch one's already hard to put anywhere.
That's why mine's displayed boxed.
Yeah, you would want Dragon Riders of the Styx.
Yep.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
I think it'd be super cool. Floorburger.
I'd want a 6-inch... it's very obscure. I'd want a 6-inch Snalians line. I think that'd be kind of funny.
Snalians?
Yeah, Snalians.
Oh, yeah. It's just, like, you saw that last week, and now it's in your little brain.
You'll see
something else next week, and you'll be like,
I saw it because somebody tweeted me a picture today, and was like, what is this from? And tweeted to both Danny and I, and we were like, Snalien.
No, it came up last week.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah.
But of stuff that I own downstairs, obscure toy line.
It's just obscure toy line.
Well, what would I want to see in a 6-inch scale, obscure-wise?
Did he say a 6-inch scale specifically? He just said he wanted a 6-inch scale
Waterworld. Yeah, he wanted a 6-inch Waterworld.
Because my Dragon Riders are 4-inch Floorburger.
Gosh, there's a lot of obscure stuff downstairs, but I think I'd want to see like a 12-inch Hot Toys style Visionaries. Wow. Like just the figures, not the vehicles, just the figures.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. And the last but not least, Glenn Johnson says, if you could add one real-life person, actor, athlete, or other to a toy franchise, such as Piper, Sergeant Slaughter, G.I. Joe, and etc., who would it be and what scale?
I don't know.
You know, if to stick with, like, the G.I. Joe, I would want to add somebody like Ronda Rousey to the Joe to be, like, the, you know, the
combat
trainer.
Like Rocky was supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, to kind of be that kind of sort of thing. I think that'd be kind of cool. What about you? Anyone like...
I don't know.
Because we finally did get Piper in G.I. Joe.
Well, it's not that we finally got him. We got him.
Yeah. Because he was supposed to be a part of that with Slaughter. He was supposed to be Slaughter's...
Was he?
Yeah.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the backstory on that. I don't know. I mean, maybe Arnold for G.I. Joe.
Arnold would be cool. Yeah. I'd like to finally have a Rocky.
Rocky'd be nice. Yeah, but I think Arnold, like kind of in a just a commando era Arnold or Dutch.
Yeah, Dutch would be cool.
Just Arnold, you know.
Yeah.
And a Joe Arnold, I think, would be really cool.
That would be neat. That'd be pretty cool. Well, there you go, guys. That's brings Dave and I to the end of this super detailed show.
Go home.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes and Stitcher. You can look us up by looking up Toy World Order. You'll find the feed for both this show and Married to the Collection, which unfortunately is kind of in a suspended animation at the moment. So, we'll have a couple more shows for Married before the end of the year. I promise you that. But you can find us on iTunes and Stitcher. Check out youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder. Hit subscribe. Mash the like button. The puppet enjoys it when you mash the
thing. He does.
Especially like buttons. Or me.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you're hitting something, he's happy.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So make sure you check us out on youtube.com/ToyWorldOrder. And make sure you check us out on Facebook. Go to facebook.com and look up Toy World Order fans and join the fan group. We hit 800 members.
Cool.
And I've been so busy that I haven't been able to make my big deal post about it. But
I think when we hit 700, I was like, look, can we just wait till we hit 1,000 before you fuss about
it? Yes, yeah. But we did clear 800 people, so maybe we'll wait and see if we get those other 200 and... Yeah. 1,000, and then we'll do something special. So, but check us out there, gang. And until next time, David.
Maybe the puppet will make another list.
Yes, another list.
Probably not. Until next time, people. Don't do the toy crime if you can't do the toy time.
The toy bar peeps is closed. Peace out.
Oh, my God.